How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. With me, as usual, is Leonard. My name is Chad. This is a show about pro wrestling, and every now and then we tackle movies that involve pro wrestlers. And in this case, it's a movie starring a pro wrestler about pro wrestling. So today we will be reviewing Dark Match, which is a Shudder original of and is available on that streaming platform. It's a
It's on
Canadian.
AMC Plus as well, which
Oh,
I
okay. Good to know. It's a Canadian film, was released in theaters January 31st, 2025. It was directed by Lowell Dean, famous for his films Wolf Cop and Another Wolf Cop, Leonard.
I'm aware. I've not seen Wolf Cop, but I'm aware that Wolf Cop exists.
So you're saying you'd rather see Another Wolf Cop before Wolf Cop?
Maybe I'll watch them out of order because I'm sure that it doesn't matter.
The cast for Dark Match includes Aisha Issa, Stephen Ogg, and Chris Jericho, among others. So I heard of this not only because I have a subscription to Shudder, but it was also mentioned on AEW programming once or twice, not just by Jericho himself. I don't want to say they advertised it because I don't know that they really did advertise it, but it was mentioned a couple
Like
times.
the commentators mentioned it,
I
or
think Excalibur mentioned it, and I know
okay.
Chris Jericho mentioned it in a promo.
Okay.
So, but my thought was, this is a wrestling movie. We have a wrestling show. It could be fun. Leonard did not take it that way. Did you, Leonard?
No, I believe my reply to you was that I hate you, you can rot in hell after I had watched it.
Which I'm still not sure how serious or not you were with that text message.
Well, it was all good fun. I will say this is to kick us off here. You might remember from back when we had the podcast with the other 411 guys, the movie podcast, that one thing I always said is that the first thing I ask of any movie is just live up to your title. Just have the title work.
Right.
This movie does not contain a dark match, and they use the term incorrectly. They call the event that they are doing a dark match. It isn't. It's a spot show. If you do an out of the way small town that you usually don't run, back in the territory days, it was a spot show. A dark match is a match either before or after either a television taping or a live pay-per-view that isn't part of the television, isn't on
Right.
television. So they use the term incorrectly, and right there, that pissed me off.
It's a dark match because there's dark themes involved, Leonard, which is not the way that wrestlers use the term dark match, but maybe that's what they're going for here. Maybe
Well, I mean, Spot Show is not a good title for a movie. So,
I would watch that one as well.
yes,
You're
but I mean, Dark Match, I get the dark element to it, but it's
right.
just the fact that they were using the term wrong. If they just call it Dark Match and didn't say anything, it probably would have made me mad. But there's at least two times when they call what they're doing a dark match, and it's not.
Yes, you're right. I do remember those lines. So here's the plot. An outlaw independent wrestling company known as SAW accepts a well-paying gig in a backwoods town, only to learn too late that the community is run by a mysterious cult leader with devious plans for their matches. So, as we said, this movie stars Chris Jericho. We're not going to necessarily spoil things outright here, but I'll just say that Chris Jericho is the villain. Does play a cult leader, but he was once a mainstream wrestler in this universe and kind of went into hiding or whatever, I guess, to develop this cult. I got some Kevin Sullivan vibes from this. Leonard, did you as well?
Well, here's the thing, the trick about the Kevin Sullivan gimmick is that he never really calls himself a Satan worshiper, that he's into Satan or
Right.
whatever. And Jericho doesn't either, because again, you don't want to give spoilers per se, but we do find out that the cult people and Jericho have some different motives going on. Eventually we find that out. So I would definitely say, any sort of even Cyrus the Virus, any sort of cult leadery character, I'm sure Jericho took some inspiration from that.
I will just say that I thought the idea of a bitter ex-wrestler wanting revenge to the point of creating a snuff wrestling card, I found that to be intriguing. At least for a wrestling fan, I thought that that sounded intriguing. The problem is this movie can't really decide what it wants to be. And I think that if it embraced the dark comedy more, and perhaps in that same vein, amped up the cheese a little bit, I think that this could have been a lot better. But you go ahead. You tell me what
Those
you
are my
thought.
exact sentiments. That's what I was going to say. Starting off, they introduce all the characters, and the one guy, his name is Mean Joe Lean, and his finisher is the Lean Cuisine. I love that's like three puns on top of each other.
it
I
is.
love that. There's also a scene where they're like slow walking to the building, and it's to Word Up by Cameo, which is like the most random damn song to do that to.
Yeah, they also have Kiss in this as
They're,
well, and like there's
yeah.
some songs that you would think, I don't know, I'm expected to hear this on a Shudder original, you know.
Yeah. It's like how like I wondered if Tony Khan gave Jericho some money, because you know how he loves to buy song rights.
Hey, you know, I don't know. I did not look for Tony Khan's name, but it's perhaps he was thanked there at the end. I
Yeah,
don't know.
I would say the song rights cost more than the movie to make. So that kind of surprised me too. But I agree with you. There was the stuff that I like was some of the campy stuff, but they are too mixed between and another thing too, this is a horror movie, right? 43 minutes before anything happens. Because it was like a half hour in, and I went, nothing's happened. So I looked as soon as we got the first blood, I looked, and it was 43 minutes in.
You know what they could have done? And I understand the motivation Chris Jericho's character has with this company in particular, but like any good horror movie, if they had started with him doing something to a different wrestling company and
Right.
you saw somebody die right at the
Yeah.
beginning.
Because they do mention that he's involved in the snuff film business. Like, it sounds like he had made these before.
Right. Like, you know, that way you could have seen, you know, kind of what you were in store for. And all you would have had to do was have one of the other characters throw in a line of, oh, you know, nobody knows what happened to, you know, so and so from, you know, AWA or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever company. But yeah, you're right. It did take a while to get to the actual horror parts of it. But like the matches, you know, they could have played up the outrageousness. Like I did like, you know, some of the themes of the matches, but
Yeah, so the matches are earth, wind, fire, water, and spirit. That's not how you summon the devil, that's how you summon Captain Planet.
yes, thank you. That is very true.
Yeah, I did. You know what? My favorite of the matches was actually the wind machines in the canvas. The wind machines in the ring, I thought was a really, really cool visual. But then my question was, where did they go after that? Like you can't just like throw a tarp over those. And that's a thing too to mention while we're here is there's a bunch of continuity errors and bad editing throughout. Like there's a scene where Rusty Beans, which is the other best name out of the movie, like he's taken to where they're holding Jolene and Misbehavin. And he tells him that the one guy is dead, and he's doing a Taipei death match, which the Rottens used to do in ECW. So when they did that, that actually popped me a little bit. I'm like, oh,
Well,
that's actually a thing.
it's funny you mention, and this ties in to something in current events, but yes, what that match was in the movie was basically a Taipei death match,
Yeah.
which wasn't strictly what happened in AEW at
I am
Revolution.
aware that Mariah May and Toni Storm had some sort of match that involved a Taipei death match element to it.
Yes, and you know, to say I knew that it was going to be kind of hardcore-ish, but I did not expect those two ladies, and they didn't go to town like the Rottens did, certainly, but like,
Yeah. No, I've heard that's probably the bloodiest women's match mainstream that people have seen.
I mean, Toni Storm got hit in the crotch with a broken wine bottle. So, like, not it, it broke when it hit her in the car.
I assume it was a gimmick bottle too, hopefully. Yeah.
Yes.
But what I was saying there was so Rusty Beams says, "Oh, that guy is dead," and he's got like the glass that Jolene takes and uses as a weapon. But they pull him out before the match started. So he knows stuff that he can't know, and he has glass he can't have.
Right. Yeah.
So, because I actually rewound that and rewatched it because I was like, wait a minute, did I miss the time? And
Right.
no, the editing is just they edited, it looked like they edited it wrong.
They edit. Yeah. Yes, it was poorly put together
Yeah.
in spots for sure. Another thing I thought was okay was the effects, the special effects, and the cinematography. I thought generally were okay. The editing left a lot to
For
be desired.
that type of movie, the fact that it seemed like it was mostly practical gore effects, it wasn't CGI. You know, one big thing is a lot of new movies I just don't watch. My wife has told me, don't watch Terrifiers. You won't like them, they'll drive you nuts. And I was kind of scared about that with this. But once we got through the first couple of the gore scenes, I was like, oh, this is fine. This isn't much worse than, you know, your standard Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th or something like that, because the effects
Right.
are practical and a lot of it is so over the top that it's, you know it's a horror film, and you know. So I was fine with the gore
Yeah.
elements.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for Art the Clown, I'm not gonna lie. But moving on. So yeah, I thought the performances were okay by and large. I mean, Chris Jericho is Chris Jericho, but it follows misbehaving that character played by Aisha Issa. And I thought she did fine. Michael Eklund plays like the right-hand man of Chris Jericho, and he's been in some other stuff. Stephen Ogg plays Mean Joe Lean, who has been he was in The Walking Dead, and he was also, I guess, famous for playing Trevor in one of the Grand Theft Auto games or something.
Okay, I kind of have remembered the name when I looked
Yeah.
at the cast list on him. He was good. Who played the other girl? I can't remember her name, the face girl.
Oh, the what's her name? Kate something or other.
Kate the Great. It was
Kate
Kate.
the
It was
Great was her
Kate the
character name.
Great. I actually liked her. I thought that she did because there was a personality there. There was an energy there. She seemed to have gotten the camp idea of it. I think her character was fun. So I thought she actually gave the best performance of anyone in the movie.
Yeah, her name is Sarah Canning, and
Sarah Canning. I thought she was the best in the movie, and I might actually go with Jericho second, even though Jericho's just doing Jericho, or Jericho filtered through Kevin Sullivan. One or
yes, totally.
the
So the other big thing to talk about without spoiling is the ending, the actual ending, which is just like because it you talked earlier about how Jericho and the cult at large have might have had different motivations. And so one plot line kind of gets shelved for another, but then the other plot line does come back at the very end, and it's just ridiculous. And
Yeah.
by that point, I'm looking at it, I'm just like, if they had been this goofy from the start, like this part might not be so bad, but it
Yeah.
is when it's left that way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and the thing is, like, I was like, okay, what is this going to be? And then it's over. Like,
Yeah.
they thought they were getting a sequel, I guess. I don't know. Because that was a part where I didn't realize how much time was left. I go, oh, okay, this might be cool. And it just ends. So I
Dark
don't think
Match
it's a
2,
spoiler to
Electric
say.
Boogaloo.
Yeah, I don't think it's right to, a spoiler to say that it's a movie that just kind of reaches. It almost seemed like they ran out of film.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they. I've seen amateur filmmakers do that. They shoot until they're out of film, and then the movie's over.
Yeah, and it's like, well, this is what you get, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, overall, I'd give this a thumbs down.
Yeah.
It's not a very good movie. I don't know that I expected much of it. It didn't really deliver either way as far as that goes.
Well, you know, I kind of joke with you. I expected it to be the worst thing I ever saw, and it isn't. So I guess I would be a little more, because I thought it was going to be a zero, and I might give it a two or a three.
I'd probably, this is probably like a star and a half, if you're doing scales, but yeah, it was worth watching simply because of the theme. And you know, who knows, maybe there'll be a Dark Match 2. You know, a whole new slate of matches, you
Yeah,
know.
well, I mean, there's stuff left unresolved from this one, so.
So yeah, I think they could they can
Oh,
make.
here's a question, and I don't think this is very spoilery to ask you. Were the faces in on it?
The faces, how do you mean?
Kate the Great seemed to know what was going on.
Yeah, she definitely knew.
Okay. The guy that Jolene fights before Jericho, he says, "Oh, they've kidnapped my wife and family, and I have to do this."
Yeah, they used some people, like kind of forced them.
Well, he seems to be the only one where that happened, and that just comes out of nowhere. There's also a reveal that comes out of nowhere that made me laugh because I'm like, it's so stupid, but which I won't spoil. But then the two guys at the beginning, the tag team dudes, they seemed in on it because the heel tag team were like, oh, what's with the spikes and the mask? And is this a rebranding? And they seemed to know what they were doing.
I think that all the opponents of like the company people we knew for the most part were in
Yeah,
on
we followed the
it.
heels, not the faces, and it seemed like the faces were brought in some way, so they wanted to sacrifice the heels, even though it seemed like it didn't matter. As long as you got a sacrifice, it didn't really matter.
Yeah, and by the way,
I
Enigma,
mean.
who is a masked wrestler in this, is played by Moa Don, who is apparently a wrestler in real life. So,
Okay. See, here's the thing. They wanted us to like that dude. I knew nothing about that dude. He doesn't talk. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything until he does something.
that's the thing. Yeah, like, I mean, if you want to have a silent character, that's fine. But in order to make that work, you need to make You need to give that character a quirk of some kind, you know, whether it, you know, make him goofy, or you know, do have him do like silent comedy shtick of some sort.
Maybe he does like Harpo Marx. He have the horn, you know?
Right,
He
like
doesn't need
something.
that, but he needs because he's a complete non-entity until he gets to his match.
Yeah, because like at one point they're like, you know, oh well, they're gonna, you know, the character's name is Enigma. They're gonna kill Enigma, and Mean Joe Lean is like, oh, he's a tough SOB, and it's like, well, how the hell do we know that? Like, never seen him do
We
anything.
didn't see him wrestle. Or even if with a silent character, if you have Joe and Misbehaving or Rusty Beans or whoever talk about, oh yeah, Enigma, he's never talked since blah 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 happened, but he's the toughest opponent I've ever faced. Like you could have gotten him over in a paragraph of dialogue.
His kayfabe line was funny though.
Yes, that was him. I think it's the only line in the movie where he says.
But yes, anyway, if you've seen Dark Match, let us know what you thought. And if you disagreed with us, please let us know why. We will be on the lookout for other movies. I think we were going to go through Roddy Piper's filmography. We were going to do one of his next ones. Psi Fighters, I think we talked about.
We talked about that. There's another one that I like. We did do Jungle Ground was we so we have done one Roddy Piper
Ground, we did.
movie,
You can find that video, and
which
we'll
was a
talk
pick
about
of
that.
mine because I remember seeing it like on HBO, you know, back when I was a teenager and like thinking it was really good. And I still pretty much liked it when we reviewed it. You know, not as well, but it's best of all the movies we reviewed so far, I would probably go Jungle Ground. And then I would go Shutter Speed, and then I would go Dark Match. Like Shutter Speed is better than Dark Match.
Shutter Speed, well, Shutter Speed is better than Dark Match because it has Daisy Fuentes in it.
That's at least an extra half star right there.
And I think I sent Leonard a text a few weeks back that somebody got an actual poster of Shutter Speed, which was a made-for-TV movie, and like got it autographed, which
Yes.
I
Yes,
would
you
love
showed
to
that to
have.
me.
But
Yeah.
anyway.
Well, you can get posters made, so I would guess someone took that. It was probably the box art cover from the VHS tape or something,
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
got turned into a poster. So yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, there's companies that you can get posters made.
So anyway, let us know what you thought. Check out our other videos. We are also available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time.